You are listening to Clarissa Explains It All from Adagio Fit, where we focus on topics of nutrition, exercise, and mental health to help gracefully train your body and mind so you can reach optimal health and happiness and create the life you were meant to live. This is podcast number 20, Let's Change Your Behavior. Hello, friends. Did you hang in there with me after a long break in a month of August, which was just crazy? I am back and better than ever. I missed podcasting. I missed getting feedback from you. And I have some great things in store for you this fall. I am hoping to keep my podcast episodes shorter and direct to help you get on with your day, but still come away with new insights and how you can be better in body and mind. My group coaching has started, but I'm still looking for one-on-one clients, individuals to coach, and you can check out our website at adagiofit.com to take a look at those individual one-on-one coaching programs. But I also have some more group coaching programs coming up in the months ahead, and group coaching is a fantastic way to get a bang for your buck, still all the education, and meet some really great people while having an amazing coach like me. So stay tuned for our October challenge that's coming up next month. I can't wait to share a little bit more about that with you. All right, let's get on with today's talk about behavior change. How many times have you set a goal and have worked towards it, but the goal isn't sticking, your motivation's not sticking, like everything just kind of piddles away, and after 2 or 3 weeks, you're back to your normal self? I know I find myself doing this a lot at the beginning of the year and the beginning of the school year. This past school year, just a couple weeks ago, I had set, okay, I'm going to do these 8 things every morning, and I'm going to wake up at this time to get these 8 things done. And it went really great for about 11 days. And then I had like one late night or one sick kid, or my husband's work schedule was different, or he slept in, so I couldn't turn on the lights and do my studying. And so my goals have started to slip because I didn't properly go through the steps of behavior change. So I want to talk to you today about 6 factors that influence our behavior and help us reach our goals to keep our commitments and change our mentality permanently versus just for a couple of weeks. I know you guys have always heard or have all heard the statistics that it's like after 4 months of a new year, it's like 90% of people's goals have already failed and they're just back to their normal selves. So like the first 4 weeks, it was 60% dropout in the first 4 weeks, and then there's another 20, and then finally like the last 20 or 30%. Anyway, so we want to change our behavior and we want to change it permanently. The first one I want to talk to you about is structural ability. Another way you can say this is setting yourself up for success in the things you do within your environment, like within your home or at work. For example, putting your gym clothes out the night before so that first thing in the morning, that is what you put on. Making a lunch to take with you so you don't go out to eat. I log my food in my app at the beginning of every day or about in the middle of the afternoon so that when I get the munchies, I already know what I'm eating and I don't have to lose sight of my goal because I'm tired or hangry, as we like to call it here. Then another one is we read scriptures every morning as a family before we send our kids off to school. And so I'll put our scriptures on the kitchen table every night so that in the morning when we come down, that's there and it happens. Rearranging the cupboards to help keep snack foods away from you, things like that. So changing your environment around you can help set you up for success. The second one is social ability. Finding someone who has already accomplished the goal you are trying to accomplish is actually really important for this. You could find them on Instagram. It could be a friend of a friend. It could be like a big successful mentor or a coach, somebody like me who has been through what you've been through. You could find somebody who maybe you've noticed never yells at their kids or Have you ever seen somebody who's happy all the time and you want to be happy all the time? Well, it might be something that they have learned and that they have accomplished, and then they can share their knowledge with you and help educate you and be a mentor to you. So that's kind of social ability. The next one is social motivation. This is where our friends and families and colleagues have such a great influence on us. I don't think that we realize how much influence those around us have on us. You can see this in teenagers when they start asking for things or wanting to do things because so-and-so already has a phone and so-and-so does that or so-and-so's family does that. But for our sake within exercise, nutrition, and mental health, we're talking about sharing your goal. I'm going to specifically talk about in this social motivation, sharing your goal with somebody that then that allows you to have accountability. And it makes that goal real to you, brings it to reality because you're saying it out loud. It makes you vulnerable and therefore really opens up if you are truly desirous that you want to accomplish this. And your brain instantly wants to prove that you can do it. So social motivation is a huge behavioral change factor. The fourth one, we're halfway there. The fourth one is knowledge and skills. It's great to say, I want to eat healthier. It's great to say, I want to take care of my mind. I want to have more self-care, or I want to exercise more. But if you don't know how to do it, you won't do it, right? So you're just setting yourself up for failure on that goal. So we need to do research. We need to have education. That can come from books, that can come from the internet, that can come from a doctor or someone like me who's a coach and coaches in behavior change, and or a certified personal trainer to help you eat healthy and exercise. So you want to make sure that that knowledge and those skills are coming from like proper credited sources. But knowledge and skills, even just a general direction, is super great. Like a podcast like this that can give you, you know, if you're interested in nutrition, exercise, and mental health, this is a great way to get that knowledge to then apply it to your life and change your behavior. The fifth one is willpower. This one's a really interesting one, and five and six are kind of connected. And we're going to talk a little bit about each one. So willpower is that you must genuinely want to change your behavior. And then you have to have the willpower to do that. Willpower is something of strength to stay strong when you are in the middle of a great temptation, like staying off of social media and your phone pings that someone sent you a photo. Right? That kind of temptation it's hard work to continually remind yourself, nope, I'm not getting on my phone. You sit down, you're tired. Nope, I'm not getting on my phone. You have 5 minutes while you're waiting for your kids to come out of their piano lessons. Nope, I'm not getting on my phone. That takes some willpower. Now, just like a muscle, we only have so much willpower before it's completely depleted. And we don't have the strength left over. I mean, how long can you plank? Hold plank. You don't have the strength to hold plank all day long. You only have it for a certain amount of time before it's exhausted and you have to rest. Well, willpower is kind of the same way. Every morning we wake up, we have a certain fuel gauge of willpower and it drops throughout the day as we use that willpower. So the sixth one is actually commitment. And commitment is when you have all motivation gone, all willpower has been depleted. What is left over is your commitment that you will stick to your goal no matter what. Enough said, right? When we choose to be committed versus just interested, it raises our goal to a top priority and we will accomplish it no matter what. Commitment is all about what we think and what we feel. As we choose to change our behavior, we cannot just change the action. If we are changing the action, so in my coaching business, we work that our thoughts and our feelings then lead to our actions. So if we're just changing our actions, but we are still not changing our thoughts and feelings, for example, if I start eating healthier, but in the back of my mind, I hate this. This is not going to make a difference. Why am I doing this anyway? Nobody else supports me in this. If you're having those negative thoughts, what's going to happen is your willpower will deplete. You won't have the commitment, and you'll find yourself binge eating on the weekends. What happens when your willpower runs out? You'll find yourself sitting on the couch instead of working out. You'll find yourself sleeping in. You'll find yourself yelling at your kids. If your goal was to not yell anymore, you'll find yourself yelling again. It kind of is a sign, if you are cycling through this, it's a sign that you're doing your behavior change all wrong, because you're not changing your thoughts and your feelings. You're just trying to change your actions. But if your thoughts aren't in alignment with your actions, you're going to go right back to your old action. So with that said, change does take time, and we continually are going to need to try again, because our brains have been so ingrained with this certain behavior to have it learn a new behavior. It takes a lot of time and it takes a lot of effort. So be gentle with yourself and realize that you're not going to be perfect right away. But as we change how we think and how we feel, then our actions will naturally follow suit. A good example of this is, like, if you hugged some stranger, you would probably feel like that hug was a little bit forced, maybe a little uncomfortable, because you kind of don't know the situation. What if you ended up learning about that person? Like, you went out to lunch with that person and you realized that you both have a friend in another state, and that person knew that friend from high school and you knew that person from college, and you were then suddenly connected. Well, suddenly your thoughts about this person change, right? Because suddenly you're like, oh, we're connected. We know so-and-so. Like, we're buddies. We have, you know, beef. We can dish on this other person, right? And you suddenly have something in common. And at the end of your lunch, you could probably hug that person and it wouldn't be uncomfortable at all. So the person didn't change throughout that lunch. The person is still the same person. Your view of them changed. Your thoughts about them changed. Your feelings about them changed. And that's what I'm talking about when it comes to willpower versus commitment. Willpower is great. It's a strength. But if you don't have the commitment, and when your willpower runs out, your commitment will keep you going. If you don't have that commitment, you will lose this behavior change and everything will go out the window and you'll go right back to the way that you were. So, if you are looking to dive deeper into changing yourself, or if you find yourself continually losing sight and track of your goals and success, and you really want to do this, but for some reason you just can't seem to get on what they call the bandwagon, which there really isn't a bandwagon. Again, it's just your thoughts and feelings. But you may want to look into getting a coach and coming to coach with me. I'm a master at behavior change. This is what I work with my clients on. Do you have permanent change in their lives? If this is something you are interested in, you can go to our homepage and scroll to the bottom and sign up for a free mini session. This is like a quick 30-minute session to see if coaching can help you, to talk about your goals and see what direction you want to head in and what kind of changes you've always wanted to make, and we can make those possible together. To close, please go leave us a review on iTunes. It helps this podcast get seen, and it doesn't take a lot of time, and it's free to do. So here I am, giving you education and tips for fitness, nutrition, and mental health all for free. And I hope that you can do the same in return for me. Just go leave a free review, right? And I really appreciate you doing that. Again, it helps us get seen. It helps me want to keep this podcast going. And I do it just for you. Thank you for joining me today. I cannot wait to talk to you guys about next week's podcast. See ya.